撒哈拉沙漠要是有生命的话
If the Sahara Desert had life,
他做梦都想不到
He never thought he would.
这个兔子都不拉屎的地方
This is a place where even rabbits don't want to go.
在1958年的一天能那么热闹
On a day in 1958, it could be so lively.
当时空中飞过一架勘察飞机
At that time, a reconnaissance plane flew overhead.
飞机里有几个找石油的地质学家。
There were a few geologists on the plane looking for oil.
正一个一个趴窗往下看呢。
He was slowly climbing down the window, looking down.
突然之间，有人伸手指着下边喊了一声。
Suddenly, someone pointed down and shouted.
那是什么玩意儿？
What is that?
所有人都顺着他手指的方向往下一看。
Everyone looked down in the direction he was pointing.
一眼看不着边的黄沙里。
In the endless expanse of yellow sand, where the edges cannot be seen,
竟然趴着一架美国轰炸机。
There was a U.S. bomber lying on the ground.
他们赶紧把这事汇报给了当局。
They quickly reported the matter to the authorities.
后来，当局先后派出两次调查队赶到现场。
Later, the authorities dispatched two investigation teams to the scene.
他们进入机舱之后
，After they entered the cabin,
一看都感觉太奇怪了。
Just looking at it, I already feel it's too strange.
飞机内部几乎是完好无损的。什么仪表啦
？The interior of the plane is almost intact. What instruments are there?
无线电了
？Radio.
这些设备都还保留着原来的样子。
These devices still retain their original appearance.
角落里整整齐齐地摆放着一些生活用品。
There are some household items neatly arranged in the corner.
有个调查员随手拿起了一个保温壶，拧开瓶盖之后抿了一口。
A detective casually picked up the thermos, unscrewed the lid, and took a sip.
随后露出了一种很困惑的表情。
Then he showed a very confused expression.
他说水壶里装的是咖啡。
He said that the thermos contained coffee.
还挺好喝的。
It's pretty good.
这就更奇怪了。
This is even more strange.
飞机里什么都全乎，偏偏还一个人都没有。
The plane was full, but there was no one on board.
就好像全体上邻居家串门去了似的。
It's like everyone in the neighborhood went to visit each other.
可这是撒哈拉沙漠呀。
This is the Sahara Desert.
全世界最荒凉的地方。
The most desolate places in the world.
别说邻居了
Don't talk about the neighbors.
连个屎壳郎都找不着
I can't find a single piece of trash.
于是呢
So,
调查人员就在外边进行了一番搜索
The investigators conducted a search outside.
他们认定飞机里的人绝对走不远
They believed that the people on the plane would definitely not be able to escape.
不其然
，By chance，
没多长时间
，Not long after，
他们就找到了线索。
They found the clue。
那是一双被摆成了箭头造型
，Those were a pair of arrows，
指示着方向的靴子
，Directional boots。
就这样
，That's it。
他们最终揭晓了一个被黄沙掩埋了15年的秘密。
They finally revealed the secret that had been buried under the sand for 15 years.
不是标题党，也从不忽悠人。
Not a clickbait title.
但这个故事，我真希望你能听到最后。
But I really hope you can hear the end of this story.
因为那个反转实在是一言难尽。
Because the twist was really unbelievable.
1943年4月4号，二战时期。
April 4, 1943, during World War Roman II,
利比亚索鲁克的一个小型军用机场起飞了20多架美国轰炸机。
20 or so U.S. bombers took off from the small military airport in Sirte, Libya.
他们的任务是飞越地中海，轰炸意大利。
Their mission was to fly over the Mediterranean Sea to bomb Italy.
那不勒斯港口。
Naples port.
切断敌人的补给线。
Cut off the enemy's supply lines.
这个任务开始之前计划得特别周密。
This task was carefully planned before it started.
但忽略了一个重要线索，天气。
But ignored an important clue, the weather.
索鲁克这地方有点特殊。
The place called Sallouk is a bit special.
靠近利比亚北部海岸。
Near the northern coast of Libya.
同时也在撒哈拉沙漠边上。
Also located on the edge of the Sahara Desert.
天飞机刚一起飞就
That day, the plane just took off.
开始刮大风，后来
After the wind started to blow,
竟然发展成了沙尘暴
It has developed into a dust storm.
空气里都是沙子
The air is filled with sand.
能见度极差，不大
Visibility is very poor, not good.
一会儿之后
Later,
不少飞行员都在无线电里
Many pilots were on the radio.
说
Say,
条件太差了
The conditions are too bad.
要不等风停了再说吧
Wait for the wind to stop.
于是他们就开始一架一架的掉头，陆续返航。
So they started turning their ships around one by one and gradually returning.
唯独有个淑女安好号。
Only one is named Lady Anhao.
这架飞机的机长威廉跟另外八个机组成员认为，这天可能正是敌人麻痹大意的时候。
The pilot, William, along with the other eight crew members, believed that this day was the perfect opportunity for the enemy to be careless and vulnerable.
飞机也能将就飞。
Planes can also fly with makeshift parts.
所以就没跟别的飞机一样掉头返航。
So, I didn't turn around like other planes.
继续朝
Carry on. Italy.
那不勒斯的方向飞过去了。
Naples's direction came over. Well,
可过了半小时左右。
About half an hour later,
威廉感觉这飞机出现了抖动的情况。
William felt that the plane was shaking.
他以为这可能是发动机里进沙子了。
He thought it might be sand in the engine.
导致的故障。
Caused by the failure of.
所以也就不得不做出掉头返航的决定。
Therefore, we had to make the decision to turn around and return.
可没想到，刚掉过头。
Unexpectedly, just when I was about to turn around,
飞机上的导航设备又失灵了。
The navigation equipment on the plane has malfunctioned again.
在黑夜里或是能见度低的情况下。
In the dark or when visibility is poor,
飞机看不着地面上的标志性地形。
The plane couldn't see the landmarks on the ground.
就得全指望导航设备指明方向。
Then we can only rely on navigation devices to guide us.
现在这玩意儿不好使了。
Now this thing doesn't work anymore.
威廉就有点麻爪。
William is a bit clumsy.
窗外那沙尘暴刮得天昏地暗。
The sandstorm outside was so fierce that the sky was dark and the ground was dim.
什么地标都看不见。
Nothing can be seen.
这架飞机几乎就是个被掐了脑袋的铁皮苍蝇。
This plane is almost a decapitated tin can.
根本不知道东南西北，只能凭着感觉往前飞。
I have no idea which way is north, south, east, or west, so I just fly forward based on my intuition.
但威廉也没太担心。
But William didn't worry too much.
因为地面上还有无线电操作员呢。
Because there are still radio operators on the ground.
他们会通过无线电做出指示的。
They will give instructions via radio.
可那天无线电操作员也不知道怎么想的。
But that radio operator, he didn't know what he was doing.
他们并没通过无线电告诉威廉怎么飞。
They didn't tell William how to fly by radio.
而是在地面放了一串信号弹。
They placed a string of signal flares on the ground.
可能是因为当时已经到晚上了。
It could be because it was already late at night.
信号弹比无线电更清晰。
The signal is clearer than the wireless change.
更直观。
More intuitive.
但你别忘了。
But don't forget.
当时可是刮着沙尘暴呢。
At that time, there was a sandstorm.
由于沙子太密太厚了。
Because the sand is too dense and thick.
把信号弹那点亮挡得严严实实。
Make the signal flare shine brightly and clearly.
机组上的人什么都没看着。
The people on the machine didn't look at anything.
这就导致他们飞过了目的地。
This resulted in them flying over their destination.
也就是索鲁克上空。
Above the Soluk.
却根本不知道，还寻思没到地方呢。
That he didn't even know that he hadn't arrived at the destination yet.
接着往南飞过去了。
Then it flew south. Okay.
越飞越远。
The further you fly, the further you go.
越飞越远。
The further you fly, the further you go.
等地面上的无线电操作员明白过味儿来的时候。
Once the ground-based radio operators have realized this situation,
无线电信号因为太远，已经都彻底中断了。
The radio signals have been completely interrupted because they are too far away.
想联系都联系不上了。
I tried to contact them, but I couldn't reach them.
这架飞机就那么失踪了。
This plane just disappeared.
过了挺长时间也没动静。
It has been a while without any news.
后来美国军方就认定这架飞机大概率是掉海里去了。
Later, the U.S. military determined that the aircraft was most likely lost at sea.
这个事儿也就这么过去了。
This is just how things go.
案件就此关闭。
The case is closed.
后来时间就来到了1958年。
Later, time came to 1958.
二战都结束十多年了。
It has been more than 10 years since World War I ended.
这时候，全球对石油的需求越来越大。
At this time, the global demand for oil is increasing.
那些大石油公司都派出了很多地质勘探队。
Many large oil companies have dispatched numerous geological exploration teams.
在世界各地找油田。
Find oil fields around the world. Okay.
北非利比亚就是个重点区域。
Libya is a key region in North Africa.
于是就有了故事。
That's how the story began.
开头那一幕。
The opening scene.
一架石油勘探飞机正在撒哈拉沙漠上空。
A drilling aircraft is flying over the Sahara Desert.
飞行的时候。
When flying.
飞机里的一个人突然发现地面上有一堆不明物体。
A person on the plane suddenly found a pile of unidentified objects on the ground.
随后飞行员降低高度。
Subsequently, the pilot reduced the altitude.
绕着那个地方飞了好几圈。
I flew around that place several times.
大家这才看清楚。
Everyone finally saw clearly.
那是一架坠毁的飞机残骸。
It was the wreckage of a crash plane.
看样子是个军用飞机。
It looks like a military plane, huh?
飞行员联系了利比亚当地的惠勒斯空军基地。
The pilot contacted the local Wheeler Air Force Base in Libya.
但基地那边一开始没什么兴趣。
However, the base initially showed no interest.
说他们最近根本就没有失踪飞机的记录。
They said that there have been no missing aircraft records recently.
这事儿跟他们关系不大。
This has nothing to do with them.
就这样。
That's it.
又过了几个月。
A few months later.
后来又有一支地质勘探队。
Later, another geological exploration team arrived.
经过那片区域。
Passed through that area.
这次其中有个地质学家跟惠勒斯空军基地的指挥官是老朋友。
One of them was a geologist who was a friend of the commander at Wheeler Air Force Base.
他出于好奇。
He was curious.
下了飞机亲自到残骸里检查了一下。
After arriving at the wreckage site, I personally inspected it.
然后给老朋友写了一封信。
Then I wrote a letter to an old friend.
在信里详细描述了残骸里都有什么。
The letter detailed what was found in the wreckage.
包括飞机上的维修记录。
Including aircraft maintenance records.
还有机舱里的衣物上写着的人名。
There are names written on the clothes in the cabin.
指挥官拿到这封信。
No commander received this letter.
盯着这几个名儿看。
Look at these names.
看了半天之后，呼。
After watching for a while,
啪一下反应过来了，这。
Suddenly, I realized it.
不就是失踪了将？
Is this not the missing one?
将近二十年的淑女安好号吗？
Hello, how are you doing?
于是，在1959年五月份。
Therefore, in May 1959,
军方派了个调查小组来。
The military dispatched an investigative team.
到现场，飞机所在的位置叫
arrived at the location of the machine.
卡兰肖沙海，你
call Carancher Sea.
听这名，沙海就可想而知啊。
If you listen to this, you can imagine it.
它面积肯定非常大，有多大呢
？What is the area? How big is it?
62,000平方公里。
60,000 square kilometers.
尽管它像海那么大
，although it is as big as the sea，
但却没有像海一样丰富的资源。
But it lacks the rich resources of the sea.
甚至可以说什么资源都没有，没有水。
Even if there is no resource, it is completely dry.
没有植被，想找个阴凉地儿。
No vegetation, looking for a shady spot.
都没有，没有任何生命的存在。
There is no existence of any living thing.
想找点什么吃的，那就更没有了。
I'm really hungry, and I don't know what to eat.
撒哈拉沙漠本身就够荒凉的了。
The Sahara Desert is already desolate enough.
而这个地方呢
And this place
还是沙漠里最荒凉的地方。
It is the most desolate place in the desert.
调查人员仔细地检查了一下飞机残骸之后
After the investigators carefully examined the wreckage of the plane,
发现了几个奇怪的问题。
I found a few strange problems.
第一
First,
飞机的状态出奇的好。
The plane is in surprisingly good condition.
你看它在沙漠里都躺了十多年了。
I see it has been lying in the desert for over 10 years.
机身依然保存得非常完整。
The body is still very intact.
所以他们推断，飞机在掉地上的那一瞬间
Therefore, they inferred that at the moment the plane was falling,
油箱里已经一滴油都没有了。
There is no oil left in the tank.
它的发动机是停止运行的状态。
His engine was in a stopped state.
这也解释了它为什么没爆炸。
This also explains why it didn't explode.
也没起火。
No fire occurred.
再加上沙漠里的土地很松软。
In addition, the soil in the desert is loose.
飞机才能那么完整的。
The plane is so complete.
第二点。
Second,
飞机里没有降落伞。
There is no parachute on the plane.
当时飞机上有九个人。
At that time, there were 9 people on the plane.
也应该有九个降落伞才对呀。
There should also be 9 parachutes.
但这九个降落伞都没在飞机上。
But these 9 parachutes were not on the plane.
这说明在飞机坠毁之前。
This indicates that before the plane crashed,
那九个人就已经背着降落伞跳下去了。
The 9 people had already jumped out of the plane with their parachutes.
第三点。
Third,
飞机里跳下去的那九个人在哪儿呢？
Where are the 9 people who jumped out of the plane?
调查人员推断。
Investigators concluded that
这几个人肯定不能太远。
These people definitely can't be too far apart.
于是就在飞机残骸附近一圈一圈地展开了搜索。
And they began to search around the wreckage of the plane.
最终在残骸北边大概有那么30公里远的地方啊。
Finally, it's about 30 kilometers north of the wreckage.
找着个半埋在沙子里的降落伞。
Found a parachute half buried in the sand.
还有一双靴子。
There is a pair of boots.
那双靴子两个鞋尖对在一起。
Those boots, with their two toes bunched together,
被摆成了一个箭头的造型。
It was arranged in the shape of an arrow.
朝着正北方向。
Towards the north.
这代表鞋的主人想要告诉别人。
This means that the owner of the shoes wants to tell others.
他曾经到这儿来过。
He has been here before.
啊、然后又往北走了。
And he continued to walk north.
调查工作进行到这儿。
The investigation has reached this point.
就再没发现任何新的线索了。
There are no more new clues.
三个月之后。
Three months later.
他们依然一无所获。
They still had no results.
最终军方又把这个案子给关闭了。
Finally, the military closed the case.
又过了六个月、
Another 6 months have passed.
1960年还是一个石油公司的勘察飞机。
In 1960, it was an oil company's exploration plane.
在另外一次飞行中发现地上有五个穿着军装的人类遗骸。
During another flight, 5 human corpses were found on the ground.
横七竖八的
lying in all directions,
在一个不起眼的地方躺着呢。
It lies in a quiet place.
随后他们也把这事汇报给了军方。
Subsequently, they also reported this matter to the military.
军方人员再次赶到现场之后
After the military personnel arrived at the scene again,
确认了这五个遗骸的身份。
Confirmed the identities of the 5 remains.
正是之前提到的淑女安好号上的机组人员。
It was the crew of the Yacht Lady Anne, as mentioned earlier.
他们在这五具遗骸上找着了一个关键性的东西。
They found something crucial on these 5 corpses.
就因为这个东西，给这一整件事。
Because this thing caused the whole thing.
一系列的谜团带来了一个完整的答案。
A series of mysteries brought a complete answer.
也有了今天的故事。是什么东西呢？
What is the story today?
一本日记。写日记的人是飞机上的副驾驶员二等中尉罗伯特·托纳。日记从1943年4月5号。
One day.The pilot, Second Lieutenant Robert Toomer, wrote in his diary, starting from April 5, 1943,
一直到4月9号
until April 9th,
记录了整整五天的内容。
This covers a full 5 days.
也让咱们知道了飞机上的这九个人。
This also lets us know that there are 9 people on the plane.
那几天经历了多大的痛苦和绝望。
The days that followed were filled with pain and despair. Well,
时间回到1943年4月5号。
It was April 5, 1943.
这架飞机执行任务。
This aircraft is on a mission.
那天凌晨。
At night.
当时他们这不是掉头返航了吗？
Were they not turning back at that time?
不过并没看到地面上的信号弹，飞过头了。
However, I didn't see any signal flares flying overhead.
越过索鲁克上空，又往南飞了。
Flew over the Salyut.
整整700公里之后。
After a full 700 kilometers,
飞机没油了。
The plane ran out of fuel.
9名机组成员不得不跳伞。他们落地的时间大约是凌晨2点左右吧。
9 crew members had to jump out of the plane and they landed around 2 a.m.
之后大伙从不同的地方往一块汇合。
Afterwards, everyone gathered from different places to meet at one spot. Well,
但原本的9个人只来了8个。
But of the original 9, only 8 came.
少了一个。
One is missing.
那个人是二等中尉约翰·沃拉夫卡。
That person was second lieutenant John Warwalker.
8个人在又荒凉又黑暗的沙漠之中。
8 people in a desolate and dark desert.
又是喊又是叫的寻找他，一直到天亮也没找着。
He kept shouting and calling, but he couldn't find him until dawn.
所有人都明白。
Everyone understands.
如果继续把精力全放在找约翰这事上的话，
If we continue to devote all our energy to finding John,
那么等待着他们8个的命运也好不到哪去。
Then their 8 fates were even worse.
所以现在最明智的做法就是想办法让自己活下去。
So the smartest thing to do now is to find a way to survive. Okay.
机长威廉当时也意识到他们飞过头了。
Captain William also realized that they had flown over their destination.
但应该没过太多。
But it shouldn't be too long.
索鲁克应该就在他们西北方向不太远的位置。
Salyut should be not far from their northwest.
所以他决定带着另外那7个人穿越沙漠往西北方向走。
So he decided to take the other 7 people and head northwest across the desert.
应该很快就能到达索鲁克。
We should be able to reach Salyut soon.
当他对方向的判断是正确的。
But his judgment of direction was correct.
可对距离的估算却大错特错。
The estimation of distance is often very wrong.
他不知道飞机都越过索鲁克机场往南飞了700公里了。
He didn't know that the plane had flown 700 kilometers south of the Salyut airport.
在撒哈拉沙漠上
，In the Sahara Desert，
想要徒步穿越这700公里
，Want to hike through this 700 kilometer route？
那根本就是不可能的。
That's impossible. Well.
并且他们身上带那点东西也少得。
And they also have very little of that stuff on them.
可怜。
Poor.
身上一件单衣啊。
Wear a coat.
几份干粮。
A few rations.
8个人只有一个水壶。
8 people only one water jug.
水壶里边还就装了半壶。
There was still half a pot of water in the kettle.
头一天那天天还真挺好。
I think the weather yesterday was really nice.
沙漠里的气温没那么热。
The temperature in the desert is not so hot.
还刮着点小风。
There's still a little wind.
但走了一白天之后。
But after a day's walk.
到了晚上。
In the evening.
气温就突然下降到了0度。
The temperature suddenly dropped to 0 degrees.
很多人都认为沙漠里不管是白天晚上都是非常热的。
Many people believe that the desert is very hot both during the day and at night.
其实并不是，沙子的保温能力非常差。
Actually, Naturally, the sand's ability to retain heat is not very poor.
你看它白天太阳一晒，温度上升的挺快。
I see that the temperature rises quickly when the sun shines on it during the day.
但到了晚上
But at night,
热量散发的也特别快。
The heat dissipates very quickly.
再加上空气又那么干燥
And the air is so dry.
所以一到晚上
So when it's night,
沙漠里的气温是非常冷的。
The temperature in the desert is very cold.
像个冰窖一样。
Like an icebox. Okay.
为了应对这种情况
To address this situation,
他们八个就在白天最热的时候休息。
They eight were resting during the hottest part of the day.
晚上再开始跋涉。
Start trekking again in the evening.
可到了第二天
By the second day,
太阳一出来之后
as soon as the sun came out,
这气温又以非常快的速度飙升
the temperature is rising rapidly again.
比头一天热多了
It's much hotter than the first day.
最高都达到了摄氏54度左右
The highest temperature reached 54 degrees Celsius.
还一点风都没有
There's no wind at all.
热的人都不想活了。
People who are hot don't want to live.
所以罗伯特在日记里写下了这么一句话。
So Robert wrote in his diary,
白天的沙漠就像地狱一样。
The daytime desert is like hell.
根本就没法休息。
There's no way to rest.
那天这八个人又把作息时间给改了。
That day, these eight people changed their schedules again.
每天到了上午十一点半再停下休息。
Every day, I stop for a break at 11:30 a.m.
一直到下午五点半再出发。
Leave at 5:30 p.m.
出发。
Start.
也是走十五分钟。
It's also a 15-minute walk.
歇五分钟，就这么交替进行。
Take 5-minute breaks every time.
一直走到天亮。
Walked all the way to dawn. Well,
在这整个过程中
throughout the entire process,
他们心里都是充满希望的。
They all have hope in their hearts.
但咱们知道，他们根本不可能到达目的地。
But we know that they absolutely cannot reach their destination.
因为太远了。
Because it's too far away.
再加上又没什么吃的，水也喝光了。
And then, with nothing to drink, I finished the last of the water.
觉也睡不好。
I can't sleep well.
所有人的身体都严重透支，到崩溃边缘了。
Everyone's body has been severely exhausted to the brink of collapse.
从一开始的走十五分钟
From the initial 15-minute walk,
歇五分钟
take a 5-minute break.
到后来他们就几乎是走两分钟歇半小时了。
Later, they would walk for 2 minutes and rest for half an hour.
那半小时
that half hour,
他们几乎一直都是跪在地上祈祷。
They were almost always kneeling on the ground praying. Okay?
他们的身体越来越虚弱。
Their bodies are becoming weaker.
那不是一天不如一天啊。
That's not getting any better, is it?
那是一会儿不如一会儿一。
It was a moment, that was not a moment.
这儿不如一阵啊。
A little bit is better than nothing.
到了四月九号。
On April 9th.
也就是他们在沙漠里的第五天的时候。
So, on the fifth day of their desert journey,
八个人里有五个彻底垮了。
Eight people completely collapsed.
倒沙地上。
On the sand dune.
别说走了。
Don't say goodbye.
连喘气儿都费劲儿。
It's so hard that I can barely breathe. Well,
这五个人里边就有机长威廉跟副驾驶罗伯特。
Among these five people, there were the pilot William and the co-pilot Robert.
另外那仨人，哈罗德、里普斯林格、盖伊。
The other three, Harold Ripstein,
谢利、弗农摩尔、
Delvig Norman,
他们仨的身体还勉强能撑得住。
The three of them were still able to hold their bodies together.
所以决定接着往前走。
So we decided to continue on.
等找到救援之后再回来救他们五个。
Wait until the rescue team arrives and then come back to rescue the five of them.
来。
Pun.
这个时候，罗伯特写下了最后一条日记。
At this time, Robert wrote his last diary entry.
他说，我们太累了。
He said we were too tired.
只想快点结束这一切。
Just want to end all this quickly.
就这样，三个人继续往前走。
So the three of them continue to walk forward.
留下这五个躺在沙漠里等待着一个不会到来的救援。
Five people are left lying in the desert, waiting for a rescue that will never come.
根据1960年军方搜寻期间的记录
，According to records from the military search in 1960,
通过发现这五具遗骸的位置，可以推断出，从他们跳伞落地的地点到这个位置。
By discovering the locations of these five skeletons, we can infer that they must have landed from the point where they jumped from.
就靠那半湖水走了。
Just rely on the half lake.
整整137公里。
A total of 137 kilometers.
咱再说那三个继续往前走的人，盖伊、谢利。在又走了三四十公里之后也倒下了。
After another 30-40 kilometers, Guy Shelley also fell.
然后就是哈罗德·里普斯林格在盖伊·谢利倒下的地方。
Then there was Harold Ripley's house in Gay Shore.
又朝前走了。
Moved forward again.
八公里。
8 kilometers.
也倒在了一片高达180米的沙丘里。
He also fell into a sand dune that was 180 meters high.
最后一个弗农摩尔
The last farmer of Farron.
他的遗骸到现在也没找着。
His body has not been found yet.
还有约翰·沃拉夫卡
John Moorocker.
就是那个从一开始就失踪了的人。
That's the person who disappeared from the start.
他的遗骸在坠机地点北边19公里左右的地方被发现了。跳伞之后
，His body was found about 19 kilometers north of the crash site after he jumped.
他的降落伞没正常打开
，His parachute didn't open properly，
导致他直接就摔死了。
This caused him to die directly.
调查人员找到他的遗骸的时候。
When the investigators found his body,
降落伞还在他身上缠着呢。
The parachute is still on him.
所以飞机上这九个人最终全部遇难。
Therefore, all nine people on the plane eventually died.
整个故事里
In the whole story,
最让人心碎的部分
The most heartbreaking part,
就是我开头说的巨大反转。
That's exactly what I said at the beginning, a huge twist.
在九个人跳伞之后
After nine people jumped from a parachute,
飞机很快就坠落在他们跳伞地点往南31公里的地方。
The plane crashed quickly, landing about 31 miles south of their skydiving location.
飞机里有足够吃好几天的口粮。
There are enough rations to last for several days on the plane.
装满了水的水壶
A water bottle filled with water.
甚至还有一个装着咖啡的保温壶，里边的咖啡
There's also a thermos of coffee in the coffee maker.
在经过了十多年之后
After more than 10 years.
竟然还能喝，飞机上配了机枪。
Apparently, you can drink airplane-flavored liquor with a machine gun.
也能正常射击。
Can still shoot normally.
无线电也是完好无损的。
The radio is also intact.
如果这八个人在跳伞落地之后
If these eight people land after parachuting,
不是往西北走
not to go west,
而是往南走的话
instead, if you go south,
只要走31公里就能找着飞机
as long as you walk 31 kilometers, you can find a plane.
飞机里有水有吃的
There are water and food on the plane.
还有可以让他们求助的无线电
There are also radios that can be used for help.
万一无线电有故障了的话
In case of radio failure,
他们还可以开枪
They can also shoot.
用枪声来吸引附近过往飞机的注意
Use the sound of gunfire to attract the attention of passing aircraft nearby. Look,
从而被救援
and was rescued.
所以他们本来是全都能活下来的
So they were originally all able to survive.
但他们自己却不知道，拿着半壶水在54度的沙漠里走了137公里。
But they themselves didn't know that they had walked 157 kilometers in a desert with a half-full bottle of water at 54 degrees.
然后一个接一个的倒下了。
Then one after another, they fell.